Israel, physical nation of Israel, when they look at the Bible, the Word of God, they can't understand it. The veil is over their hearts and their minds, right? So let me ask you something. What do they need to do in order to get that veil taken away? They have to believe on Christ, right? They have to get saved, right? Okay, just want to make sure everyone understands that. Because this week I heard, like, there's this evangelist, okay? His name is Justin LeBlanc. He's part of Doka Ministries, okay? I call it the Alexander and Philetus Ministries. And yet, I just heard this really stupid doctrine this week, okay? You know, someone sent this to me, and they're like, this guy's saying, this evangelist, so-called, is saying this stupid, teaching this stupid doctrine. And when I heard it, you know, I heard the first couple seconds of the first sermon that he posted, and the sermon was called Not Every Christian is a Saint. He said, not every Christian is a saint. So what does that sound like to you? Catholicism. That's what Catholicism teaches. Ask any of the Orthodox, the former Orthodox people in our church. That's what they teach, right? Not every saved person is a saint. So when this person sent this to me, I thought, that's stupid. What an idiot. Whatever. But then he followed up with another sermon called Not Every Christian is in Christ. So he's saying, look, I know that we've all been taught that to be in Christ is to be saved, but that's not true. You know, to be in Christ, there's two requirements, he said, to be in Christ. He said, to be in Christ means you're memorizing the Word of God and you're living a holy life. That's what he's saying. Now, I don't know much about this Justin LeBlanc. I don't want to know anything about him. I can care less about him. He sounds like an arrogant, pompous brat. You know, and now when I did listen to it, I listened to the whole thing, unfortunately. And as I'm listening, I'm like, this guy sounds like an arrogant, pompous brat. He goes, this is the meat of the word, man. If you don't get, look, if you don't understand this, you know, it's okay, you know, but, you know, say people can understand this, you know. And this is, it's in the Bible right there, man. It's in the Bible. So he's saying that being in Christ does not mean that you're saved. It only means that you're memorizing the Word of God and that you're living a holy life. And it's funny because you listen to this, it's like, it sounds like you're talking about sinless perfection here. Yeah. Because then he goes to 1 John, where it talks about, you know, that if you're in Christ, you don't sin because the seed remaineth in you, right? Well, we understand what that means because when you get saved, what gets saved? Your spirit, yeah. Not your flesh. Right? So your spirit does not sin. And he's like, I know what everyone's going to say about this. It's not your spirit that's sinning. Look, it says what it says right there, okay? Well, you're teaching sinless perfection right there, buddy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't even call you a buddy. Okay? So he comes out with this stupid doctrine, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to preach an entire sermon on it on Sunday morning, so don't miss out on that.
Amen. Okay?
And by the way, right before he preaches his retarded sermon on not every Christian is a saint, his doka, he starts off and he looks like a stinking politician. I endorse this message. You know, he's like, I just want to let everyone know that I approve everything he's going to say right now, and it's going to sound controversial. Look, when you got to say that, it means you're going to preach something stupid.
Right.
He's like, I agree with everything he's saying. You know, I just want to let everyone know that I agree with everything he's saying. It's going to be controversial. He said, why are they doing that? Because stupidity begets stupidity.
Yeah.
Right. Heresy begets heresy.
Right. Right.
And if you believe in the stupid doctrine of the flat-tards, I don't care. Look, if you listen to me on YouTube and you're like, Brother Bruce, I agree with everything you say except for the flat earth, then unsubscribe. Because it's stupid.
Right.
Yeah. It's retarded. It's for handicapped people. Retards. But heresy begets heresy.
Yep.
You come up with a stupid doctrine like the flat earth, and then you're teaching people that in Christ doesn't mean you're saved. And he's like, look, we're going to go through all this. He doesn't even go through all the scriptures. He sticks to like 1 John and like a couple other ones. And he goes, I don't know what they're going to say. Romans 7. You know, Romans 7. But look, Romans 7, that's not what it means. Okay, that's not what it means. Okay, then what does it mean? And he doesn't say what it means, obviously. He's not explaining it. You know why? Because he's heretical. Now, I don't know if he's saved or not. You know, Alex says he might be saved or something. He claims to be saved. Alex knows him. I'm sorry, Alex. But, you know, I don't know. And to be honest with you, I don't care. He's teaching stupid doctrine. Okay, now, I don't want to steal my thunder for Sunday. But it's interesting because look down at your Bibles. So how do Jews get saved? Or how can Jews remove that veil? They need to get saved, right? Look at verse 14. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. So when you're in Christ, you get the veil taken away. Well, that's actually referring to, you know, if they memorize the Bible, if they're willing to live a holy life, that veil is done away. Okay, let's keep reading. Verse 15. But even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. And nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. That means they get saved. Thanks, son. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You're in Christ.
Amen.
You guys, I mean, in.
Amen.
And he comes up and he's like, look, I know this is kind of hard to understand. Yeah, it's hard to understand because it's not even in the Bible. That's why it's hard to understand. You know? But look, why do you need to come up with new doctrines? Why don't you just study the Bible?
Amen.
Read the Bible. And you'll get some really good truth. Do you think like God is just out of jewels and gems of the Word of God? He can't give you anything special of something that's already established within the Word? Why do you have to come up with some new doctrine? You know, and I shouldn't even call him an evangelist. I think an evangelist makes full proof of his ministry and also studies the Bible. It doesn't say stupidity like that.